Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
A meditation on James 1, verse 14, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire, by John Owen. Indwelling sin seeks not only to deceive the mind, but to entice the affections. When a man is enticed, it is like being entangled as a fish deceived with the bait of a hook that holds him to his destruction. Consider three marks of being entangled with sin. 1. The affections are certainly entangled when they stir up frequent imaginations about the proposed object to which the deceit of sin leads and entices them. Achan first saw the wedge of gold and Babylonian garment, and then he coveted them. He rolled them and the pleasures around in his imagination, and then fixed his heart on obtaining them. The heart may have a settled, fixed hatred of sin, but yet, if a man finds that the imagination of the mind is frequently solicited by it, his affections are secretly enticed and entangled with it, too. This entanglement is increased when the imagination can lodge these vain thoughts with secret delight. Such abiding thoughts of delight toward forbidden objects are greatly sinful, even if the consent of the will is not obtained and should be abhorred. These thoughts are messengers that carry sin to and fro between the imagination and the affection. These thoughts will more and more entangle the affections, and so little by little the soul will break forth into sin. If the will parts with its sovereignty, sin is actually conceived. 3. If you are ready to think little of sin or justify it when it is committed, it is evidence that your affections are entangled with it. It is a great part of the deceit of sin to encourage thoughts that lessen sin before the mind. Is it not a little one? Or, there is mercy provided. When the soul is willing, as it were, to be tempted and courted by sin, and to hearken to its dalliances and solicitations, it has lost its affection for Christ and is entangled.